Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Hallelujah! It is a privilege, a great privilege to be in the presence of the Lord. We have not just come, but we have come to demonstrate His love over our lives. We have come to show Him how much He cares for us. And I want you to know that as you have presented yourself before Him, He is going to load you up with another strength for the week, with the energy that you need to survive yet another week of your life. And I want you to know that this week will be your best week ever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. What a blessing. Wow. I believe we are fasting. How many of you are enjoying the fasting so far? Oh, no. I can see people here are not raising their hand. Amen. It's never late for you to join. It's really doing a lot of good to me. Praise God. Yeah. Amazing. Amazing things. We want to go straight into the Word of God this morning. And I want you to open up your heart, your spirit, to receive from the Lord. Jesus told Martha that one thing is needful. And I believe that of all that we do, the singing, the dancing, the celebration, the fellowship, one thing is needful, that we will hear from the Lord. The things that He says is what makes us hear. The things that He teaches is what makes us know. Therefore, lift up your hands and ask Him to speak unto your life today. Come on, open your mouth and speak to God. Speak to God right now. Just speak to Jesus right now. Open your mouth and speak to Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Father, we have not come to hear the voice of man, but we have come to hear Your voice. The things that You say is what makes us hear. The things that You teach is what makes us know. Holy Spirit, this is Your time. This is Your season. This is Your moment. Let this moment be hallowed and be Thou glorified, even now and forevermore. Use me as a vessel of honor this morning. Let Your word come straight from the throne room of grace, and let it be a blessing to as many that are here and as many that are watching online, and those that will hear this hereafter. Let Your word fill our heart, saturate our minds, and do the work that no man has ever done through Your word. Spirit of God, move in Your soul liberty. Move in Your soul liberty. In Jesus the blessed name, we have prayed with thanksgiving, and let the people of God shout a big amen. Amen. Please take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so excited in my spirit concerning the things that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you. These were things that over the week I pondered over, and then I also shared some with you during the week. But this morning as I woke up, and you know, my messages are prepared sometimes even a month or a week before time. But for the first service, the Lord laid on my heart to go through the things that I shared with you last week during the revival or the meetings we had in the evenings. And it's amazing. Looking at our scripture from the top, I want us to look at Mark chapter number 1, verse number 12, where the Bible says that, "And the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness." This year is our year of spirit driven. And it is our belief and it is our knowing that when we are driven by the Spirit, life becomes easier and life becomes simpler. When the Spirit drives us, we find ourselves at the right place and at the right time. When the Spirit drives us, we don't miss our destiny or our destination. When the Spirit drives us, we are able to do everything right per time in the will of God for our lives. When the Spirit drives us, we are found in the right company of people who will push us and gear us on towards the will and the purpose of God. So it is important for us to understand that the Holy Ghost drives his people by releasing what the theologians will call stimulus. In other words, will release some energy. Energy. The Holy Spirit drives us by releasing some energies or stimulus that actually drives you as a believer so that you can follow him or he can lead you. This distinction is so important that when the King James talk about the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, he's talking about the energy of the Holy Spirit, who is a person. The King James, I think, is the only version that was able to differentiate the Spirit as a person and the Spirit as an energy. So the energy of the Spirit is what drives us, but the person of the Holy Spirit leads us. Praise God. Now, in order for him to lead you, his power has to drive you. Praise God. Now, it is this power or this energy that throughout this 40-day journey we are seeking for. Because once the Spirit, his energy takes precedence and overwhelms us and drives us, we are able to fulfill divine plan and walk in divine destiny. So our test for this 40-day journey is taken from Philippians chapter 1, verse number 19, which Paul, in his anguish, in his bondage, in his prison yards, wrote to the church in Philippi, telling them of the need to pray and the supply of the Spirit, which will turn every situation into his salvation. It is so important for us to know the condition under which Paul finds himself. And during the week, we'll be talking much into details that he was not writing from the hills of Golden Tulip. He was not writing from the hills of Trasaco, nor a very comfortable vacation in the Bahamas, but he was writing from the prison yard where he has been incarcerated, bound with chains and fetters of iron. He wrote to the church that for every situation he finds himself, things are going to turn. How? Through prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Wow. Two things actually are learned from this scripture, and I'll keep on hammering upon it so that you know what to do. Number one, it means that prayer is what provokes the supply of the Spirit. Prayer provokes the supply of the Spirit. And the supply of the Spirit is what turns situation around. Now, in relating this to our earlier scripture, Mark 1, the supply of the Spirit is what brings us that energy, that life, the stimulus that we need in order to walk in divine plan and fulfill divine destiny. In other words, turning things around in our favor. Praise God. This morning, I want to touch on the subject, what the supply of the Spirit of Jesus is. What the supply of the Spirit of Jesus is. We can casually say that it is the stimulus, the power, the energy that drives us on. But we want to look into details, if time would allow us, of what the Spirit of, or the supply of the Spirit of Jesus is. We can also easily conclude by saying that the supply of the Spirit is the energy of the Holy Ghost, or the Spirit of Jesus Christ. But what then is the Spirit of Jesus Christ? The Bible says, in Psalm number 46, verse number 1 through to 4, I was so much blessed with this scripture the day I shared it. And I want you to open up your spirit. The Bible says that for God is our refuge. God bless you. A very present help in trouble. So, God is our refuge. Say, God is my refuge. A very present help in trouble. Wow. God is my refuge, a very present help in trouble. That means that God is ever present at any time trouble shows up. His help for you is an instant help. We can also understand it this way, that God in his own wisdom has placed certain mechanisms in place that releases help at any point in time in a man's life when that help is needed. It's more or less like this alarm that we have, security alarms that we have in our cars and all that, and in our homes. You realize that these mechanisms have been put in place so that when an unwanted person comes closer to your car or touches your car, the alarms start to beep. In the same way, There is an engineering that God has put in place to make sure that no trouble takes you by surprise. No evil. It's more or less in Isaiah chapter number 59, verse number 19. It says that so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the east and is rising from the from the rising of the sun. So that shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a standard. So this is a mechanism God has put in place to sort of check anything that will try to take you by surprise. This year, the reason why I know that you will make it to the end and make it more gloriously is that the Lord is your ever-present help in trouble. He's there before the trouble comes. He's there. He's there. He's there. Now push it to 46 verse 2. Let's conclude to the verse number 4. In other words, it means that he says that therefore will not we fear. In other words, you have no need to fear. So I have no need to fear. Why? Because God has put some mechanisms in place. God has fixed some engineering in my life and around my life that deals with trouble. So you will not be afraid. Though the earth be removed. You can imagine. So let the earth overturn. Let the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Oh, come on, tell me more. Go to verse number 3. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Now hold it. It is important for us to understand that this year there are many things that will come to give you fear. There are things that will make you petrified. There are things that will make you paranoid. There are things that will make you feel that your life is coming to an end. The mountains will move. The earthquakes will start be shaking everywhere. The waters will roar. They will roar. They will roar. You don't call for trouble before they come. These things will definitely show up whether we like it or not. But thank God for the mechanism he has put in place. Thank God for the things that he has actually engineered in your life to make sure that every trouble is mitigated. Every pain, anything that will bring you pain, is actually nipped in the bud. Now, it is important for us to understand, as I introduce my message this morning, how is God going to do that? What are the mechanisms that he has put in place to make sure that the enemy does not have the upper hand on you and exert on you and do the things that he may come up against you? Now, verse number 4 answers that question. And he says that there is a river. I feel it in my spirit. There is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. The holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. There is a river. Whose streams makes glad the city of God. So, because of that river, because of that flow, it does not matter what comes your way. It does not matter what is happening around you. It does not matter what is thrown at you. because of that flow. The flow of that river. The Bible says it makes glad the city of God. Remember, you are the city of God. Jesus said that ye are light. And the light is put on a stand for everybody to see. He said that you are a city set on a hill that can never be hidden. You are the city of God. There is something that makes your life glad. And that is the river of God. And what is that river? What is that river? What is that river? That brings gladness even in the midst of perplexities. That makes you glad in spite of what is happening around you. Oh my God, what is that river? Remember, we are talking about the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. That river, we want to know. This river is not peculiar only to the psalmist, but this river has always been there right from the beginning of creation. Are you following me? Amazing. Genesis chapter number 2, verse number 10. I want you to follow me critically. Something is going to drop on you. The Bible talks about a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And from thence it was parted and became into four heads. It is important for us to understand that the name of this river was not mentioned. But yet, this river comes out to water the garden which God has made. Your life is like a garden. This river, the Bible says that comes out and is parted into four heads. Now, I don't want to go into the nitty-gritties of the four, but it is important for us to understand that four also signifies completeness. It signifies authority and rule. And it parted. The head there means beginning. Beginning. The head. He said that it parted from thence four heads. Now the next verse, right through to 14, tells us the various rivers. When he talks about Pison, the second he talked about Gihon, then he talked about Hiddekel, and then he talked about Euphrates. These are all symbolic, and we'll be touching on that. But it is so important for us to understand this river that the writer to the first letter or the first book of the Bible did not make mention of. But we can actually adduce from scripture that the Bible makes us to understand that when God created man and placed them in the Garden of Eden, he gave them certain instructions. One of the instructions was the fact that there are two trees. One is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And that tree, he said, do not eat. And there was another tree that was found right in the middle of the garden that the Bible says that tree is the tree of life. Praise God. The tree of life. Tell somebody the tree of life. Now, it is important for us to understand from the Hebrew what river means. In the Hebrew word, Nahal is river. Nahal. And what does Nahal means in Hebrew? It means a stream or an underground stream. It comes from the root verb, which means to shine. To shine. It also means beam or light. It also means bang. Bang. And it also means to radiate or to flow. To radiate or to flow. Praise God. So when you talk about river, according to the Hebrew word that was used to write Genesis chapter 2, verse number 10, we are talking about light. We are talking about shining. We are talking about flow. We are talking about radiance. Radiance. So the river flows, it radiates, it shines, it bends. Oh, amazing things are happening. That river is what watered the garden. And as a matter of fact, it's the river that makes glad the city of God. So we are still trying to explore and know what this river is. Understand that there was a tree in the middle of the garden, which was called the tree of life. Right from the beginning, God had made it so. Are you with me? Now, let's go on to John chapter number 1. John chapter number 1, verse number 1 through to 5. The Bible says that in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Don't just read this and brush over it. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Well, trying to tell us Word and God and Word and God. Well, let's see whether there will be further clarification. Verse number 2. And he said that the same was in the beginning. Amazing. Wow. So the word we are talking about, the Bible says that it was in the beginning, which means that it found itself right in the beginning of creation. It was there. Verse number 3. He says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So he is the author and he is the finisher. He is the one who engineers and is the one that makes all things from the beginning. Now, further put, what is this word that was with God and eventually was God, that all things were made by him? What is this word? The verse number 4 says, in him was life, and the life was the Nahar of man, was the light of man. The river that flows in the Garden of Eden to water it, right from the middle of the garden, was talking about a person, was talking about a man. And the Bible says in verse number 5, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So the tree of life that was in the middle of the garden, or the center of the garden, was our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The one who is an embodiment of life. An embodiment of life. Now, if Adam and Eve had eaten the tree of life, they would never have seen death nor corruption. But the tree of life they did not eat. But then God, having programmed us to know the difference between good and evil, but he has programmed us to know life. It is not your quest to know what is right and what is bad. No, it is not in your wisdom to know what is right and what is bad, to be able to differentiate. What you are programmed to know is life. And when God made the garden, right from the middle of the garden stood life. And out of that life came forth a stream. Come on. And that stream began to water the garden to the extent that it had four heads. Somebody's blessed. So we must understand that it is through his divine light that all things came into being. And God said, let there be light. Let there be light. So by the true light, all things came into being, and all things actually are sustained and held together by that light. Praise God. It is that source of light that rescued us from the darkness and brought us into a place of redemption. In Colossians chapter number 1, verse 13 to 18, I want us to do a very quick reading. I hope you are following me. You will get blessed today. Verse number 15, please, let's be fast with it. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every? So Jesus is the invisible image of God. Continue, verse number 16. For by him, come on. I don't know if somebody's following me. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible. Underline those. Whether there be throne or dominion or principalities or powers, all things were created by him. And, oh, come on, you are not here. We are talking about Jesus, the invisible image of God. Now, verse number 17, and he is before all things. And by him all things consist. Aya. So, we understand, let's finish with 18, and go to 18, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Talking about Jesus Christ, who was in the beginning, and all things were made by him. It was through his light that comes out of the Nahar, that brings gladness into the city of God. It was through this light that you and I are rescued from the bondage and the darkness of sin. Through his light. Through his light. Through his light. So we are talking about the supply of the Spirit. of Jesus Christ. What are we talking about? Number one, we must establish that we are talking about a river. That is the river of life. Now, Jesus came, and it is important that we begin to understand this truth. Before then, I want us to look at Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 2. Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 2. Praise God. Now, the Bible makes us to understand this. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved over the surface of the waters. The Spirit of God moved over the surface of the earth. So an atmosphere of chaos and confusion, an atmosphere of darkness, an atmosphere of amorphous, and everything is in wrong shape. Nothing seems to be working. Everything was on the negative. Nothing was actually working. But yet, the Spirit of the Lord was moving over the face of the waters. Come on, that is so important statement. Over the face of the waters. Over the face of the waters. Over the face of the waters. Say the Spirit of God. So here we understand that the Spirit of God is active with movement. The Spirit of God is active with movement. So the Spirit of God is not standing at one place. The Spirit of God is not static. The Spirit of God is not just a marking time, but the Spirit of God is almost every time moving. He is active with movement, doing something at any point in time, and making sure that something is done. And this movement of the Spirit of God, understand this truth, is characterized by water. Can I come again? The Spirit of God hovering over the surface of the air or the surface of the waters. The Bible says it's active with movement. Now, this activity of the movement of the Spirit of God, it's also characterized with water. So wherever water flows, the Spirit of God moves. Come on. You are not there yet. Wherever the water flows, the Spirit of God moves. And I'll show you and I'll prove it to you. So we are talking about this river that carries life, and that life flows as the Spirit of God moves. This life flows everywhere where the Spirit of God moves through the waters. You will love this. Is somebody following me? So it is important to understand this in relation with Jesus. In John chapter number 4, if you follow me, you'll get me right. John chapter number 4, I want us to look at verse number 10 and verse number 14. John 4, verse number 10 and 14. Remember here, Jesus had met this woman who is a Samaritan, and this woman actually at the late hour was coming to fetch water. And that was the time Jesus had need to pass through Samaria. And Jesus met this woman right at the waters. Say, at the waters. Something is about to break loose. And then Jesus requested for water from this woman. And then this woman started bragging. He said, Aya, who do you think you are? I can see you are a Jew. But don't you know that Jews and Samaritans don't have anything in common? In fact, our fathers worshipped on this mountain. And now you are saying what? Then this woman started bragging, saying all kinds of things. And the Bible said, and Jesus responded. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, talking about water, thou would have asked of him. Ask of him. If you knew the one asking you water, you wouldn't have even bothered yourself with your water. But you would have rather asked him to give you water. And he would have given thee what? Something is about to break loose. So what are we talking about here? We have established that Jesus in the middle of the garden was life, the tree of life. And out of the tree of life, the Spirit of God moves through water. And Jesus in the New Testament is telling us about himself, of that which he gives, which is the gift of God. And that which he gives is a living water. A living water. Now go to verse number 14. Go to verse number 14. Please, are you following me? Don't get confused. Don't get confused at all. Now the Bible says, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that, push it please, I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. A well of water springing up into an everlasting life. Jesus said, or came and said that in John 10:10, that I came that you will have life and have it abundantly. He's an embodiment of life. An embodiment of life. Now understand this. In John chapter 7, verse number 37 and 38, Jesus again did not miss words. Praise Jesus Christ. He said, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood with a loud voice and cried and said, if any man thirst, let him what? Come unto me. And he that believeth in him, or in me, as the scriptures have said, out of their belly shall flow streams of living waters, or rivers of living waters. Rivers of living waters. So we must understand, based on the scriptures, that Jesus is the living water. He's the living water. And this water is how the Spirit flows. Because the Holy Spirit is active with movement. And his movement is characterized with the flow of water. So when the Holy Spirit wants to come into your life, he will flow in the form of water. Now understand, Dr. Nat is here. Our body is made up of over 75% of water. I stand to be corrected. The whole earth put together as the geographers is made up of 70% of water. Now you must understand that water is so important to our existence and our livelihood. Now, the Holy Spirit moves with life, and that life permeates into every facet of our lives through the life that is in Jesus Christ. So when God in his wisdom made the Garden of Eden, in order for the Garden of Eden to continue receive supply of divine energy and strength and power and life. The Bible says that, and there came a river from Eden to water the garden. Your life must always be supplied. The things that supplies to you is what makes you live.
Wow.
And before we begin to touch on some few things as we are getting closer, where is this water? Now we know the source of this water, which is the living waters of God, which is Jesus Christ. But from where does it come from? Jeremiah chapter 17, verse number 12 to 14 makes this so clear. Jeremiah chapter number 17, verse number 12 to 14. Please be quick on that. He said, a glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. Continue. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the air, because they have forsaken the Lord they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of what? And where is this fountain of living waters coming from? Right from the verse number 12, he said that from the throne. Push it right there. Verse 12, a glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. A glorious high throne. So the waters actually springs up right from the beginning, from the throne of God, the high place of God. Again, in Revelation 7, verse 17. Revelation chapter number 7, verse 17. I hope you are getting something today. It's going to break loose right now. He said that for the lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and they shall lead them unto living fountains of water. And God shall wipe away. So, by the flowing of the fountain of waters, tears are wiped off. Kai. In other words, Paul will tell you, by the supply of the Spirit of Jesus, things are turned unto your salvation. He said that in the midst of the throne shall feed them. So from the throne comes the fountains of what? Waters. Push it again in verse number chapter 21, verse number 6. Chapter 21, verse number 6. I'm going to break loose right now. Now the Bible says that, and he said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is a test of the fountain of the water of life freely. There is a supply coming to you that is going to be a water of life. There is a supply coming to you that is going to be your energy of life. And it's coming from the throne of God. It's coming from the throne of God. The reason why I know you make it this year is that there is a supply of life that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, is releasing unto you. Revelation 22, verse number 1. Something is about to break loose. Revelation chapter number 22, verse number 1. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God to badash. He said, and he showed me a pure river of water, of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Where is the water proceeding from? From the throne of God and the Lamb. Who sits on the throne of God and the Lamb? Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the one who died and rose again and is seated at the right hand of God. That is where your source of life is coming from. I don't know if you understand this basic truth, but it is important for us to understand that this waters that flows from the throne, that is the life-giving force that the Holy Spirit supplies. What does he do? In Ezekiel chapter number 47, amazing word. The Bible makes us to understand this. Ezekiel 47 verse 6 through to 9. And he said unto me, Son of man, thou hast seen this. Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other side. Many trees. Trees represent life and you. Your life represents the tree. The life God has given you is like a tree that must be connected with a supply. And the Bible says that there was a river, but that the banks of that river were trees. Tell somebody where trees. Where you are positioned in life is so important, because your position determines your preposition. Your position determines where you get to. Your position determines what comes to you. Your position determines what you receive. Tell somebody, position yourself well. It is important. Verse number 8 is so much important to me. Then said he unto me, these waters issue out towards the east country and go down into the desert. From the east. When the Bible talks about east, he's talking about the presence of God. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun, the east. Are you with me? So the Bible, when it talks about the east and the west is where the Babylons are. The enemies. So for them, they fear the name of the Lord from the west. But his glory comes from the east. And scripture wouldn't contradict itself. He says, the waters issue out towards the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. Now, this is an amazing word. I want you to understand this important truth. Last time I told you about it, that we know that the waters of the sea is hard water. Say hard water. No matter how much there is a water shortage in the world or in Ghana, we cannot use the sea water. Why? Because it cannot be used for anything. In fact, I don't know, whether the scientists have been able to find a way to convert this hard water so that it can easily be used like a normal water. Are you with me? Which means that the waters of the sea, as a matter of fact, it is not water that is usable. It is hard. It is troubled. Are you with me? But the Bible says that this water that comes from the east, when it flows into the sea, it makes the waters to be healed. I don't know the trouble of your life. I don't know the hard situations of your life. As the waters of God, the living water, enters into your life, the Bible says, the waters shall be healed. Remember, your body is made up of 75%. Or 70% or so, the waters shall be healed. When this water enters in you, the waters shall be healed. Not only so,
not only to continue verse number 9. Let me finish with this. Something is about to break loose, and it shall come to pass. It will come to pass in your life that including everything which moveth, which whithersoever the rivers shall come, shall live. Wherever this river shall flow, everything that moves, everything that creepeth, everything that lives, it shall live. Wherever this water flows, everything in around shall live and never die. That is why I came this morning, that by the rivers of water, by the waters of the living water, you are never going to die, but you shall live in the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing dies in your life. Nothing dies in your life. Nothing goes down in your life. Nothing fails in your life. For wheresoever this water goeth, everything lives. I said everything lives. I said everything lives. Everything lives. Listen, this is how David understood it. In Psalm 1 verse number 3, he shall be like a tree planted by the streams of living waters, whose leaves never wither. In other words, he will never fail. 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 Whose streams never wither. Whose streams never wither. Whose streams will never wither. I came to let you know, by the supply of the Spirit of Jesus, you will never wither. I said you will never wither. I said you will never wither. The waters shall be in you a fountain of life. The Bible said that there is a river with streams that makes glad the city of God. And the Bible says that river is the Spirit of life that makes you prosper. Because he said, whatsoever you do it, whatsoever he do it, shall prosper. Prosperity is not finances, but to prosper means to flourish, to do well, to increase, to abound, to be fruitful. Prosperity is not about money, but God, in among other things, will still bless you with money. He said, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. This year, the reason why you will prosper is that whatsoever you do it, prosperity can be your healing, it can be your deliverance, it can be your restoration, it can be your times of refreshment, it can be your upliftment, it can be your elevation. It can be God leading and driving you to the right places of your life. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. There is a river of life. Wherever this river flows, everything shall live. Everything shall live. Everything shall live. Everything shall live. That river is flowing right now. It's flowing right now. So in order for the things to work, in order for everything to come back to life, never to die, in order for things not to go down, there was a river that flows from Eden to water garden, to water the garden. The supply of the Spirit of Jesus is that which waters your garden, makes your life to flourish, brings increase to every facet of your life. This morning, you are not missing it. I said you are not missing it. I said you are not missing it. in the name of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, thou shalt be satisfied, or thy soul shall be satisfied in drought, and make fat thy bones. Isaiah 58 verse 11. Push it right there. Isaiah 58 verse 11. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Bible says, and the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought. Thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And that shall be like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. This is what Jesus said, that if any man believes in me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And what happened in Eden? The Bible says that when this river waters the garden, it was divided into four rivers, four other rivers. The first river, which is Pishon, means your increase. The second river, which is Gihon, means to break forth, to break forth, to break forth. This year you break forth. The third river, which is Hiddekel, or in other words, Tigris, other verses say Tigris, means rapid. In other words, speed. God says, this year, I'm going to cause rivers to come out of you. That was going to rule, and that is going to be the authority of your life. And it shall come with speed. Everything will come with speed. Nothing will delay any longer in your life. It shall be rapid and quick. And then the final one, River Euphrates, also represents fruitfulness. You shall be fruitful. Four rivers. You shall be fruitful. This morning, Jesus said that if any man thirst, let him come unto me. And he that believeth in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow. I told you the other day that we are not here looking for blessings. We are already blessed. There is a deposit of blessing in us. We are not here to look for blessing. Blessing reside in us. As a matter of fact, we are a walking blessing. But the reason why we are not seeing the blessing is that there is no outflowing. It is the outflow that manifests for you to see that which is in you. I've always said this. A child until, or a baby until he or she is born, is still a human being. It is not birth that gave human beings. Babies are still human beings in the womb. But yet you don't see. But until the baby comes out, your blessing does not become tangible. That is why for every pregnant woman, until they see their baby, their joy is never complete. And when they see their baby, they forget all the pain that they went through for 9 months. There is a fountain of life within you. And that fountain must permeate through every area of your life. It must permeate through your career, your marriage. It must permeate through your finances. It must permeate through your business. Everywhere. As an expression of who you are from within. This year, the supply of the Spirit is to make you express the nature of Jesus and to live the life of Christ. This morning, it must come to you as a form of healing. How? When you are connected to Jesus. He that believeth in me. So Jesus is the source of that rivers. He didn't say one river. Rivers. Unnumbered. As I conclude, in John chapter number 5, thank you, Holy Spirit. How many of you are blessed this morning? Are you sure you have understood something? In John chapter number 5, right from the beginning, we saw the Bible talks about the pool of Bethsaida, which have 5 porches. 5 representing grace. In other words, grace was available. Life was present because it was a pool. And it was life. But then the Bible talks about many impotent folks who have gathered around the pool of Bethsaida, all for one purpose and for one reason. The stirring. The movement of the water. The Holy Spirit is active in movement. His power is active in movement, in stirring. That is why you must always stir the move of the Spirit. And his movement is characterized with water. Remember, your body is made up of 70% of water. And this morning, the Lord told me to tell you that there's going to be a stirring in your body. Where the waters are going to bring you healing. Where the waters is going to make glad your life as a city of God. The Bible talks about this man who has been waiting all his life for such a glorious day. So whatever was happening before, that is the stirring of the waters for their healing. When Jesus appeared, he said that you don't need that, I am he. I am the one that stays, that flows by my Spirit to release your healing. This morning, my prayer is that the waters will be stirred in every facet of your life. Because wherever these waters flow, everything lives. Nothing fails. Nothing goes down. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Let these waters of living be stirred in your career, be stirred in your marriage, be stirred in your body physically, be stirred in all ramifications of your life. Everything boils down to one thing, that when you are connected to Jesus, the supply, the supplier, because it is by the supply of the Spirit of Jesus that makes things turn around. So there is a need for always to connect to that supply. This morning, how many of you desire a connection? He said, if any man thirst, let him come to me. In other words, is any man troubled? Is any man having issues? I have what it takes. To deal with that issue. I'll be in him. Rivers of living waters. You shall be an expression of who Jesus is in the inside. Whatever could not affect him cannot affect you. You will express who he is. Lift up your hands and say, Jesus, be the source of every supply that I need in this life. Open your mouth and pray. Come on right now. Come on, open your mouth right now. Every one of you. Don't pray in tongues. Pray with your understanding. It's not every prayer point you pray in tongues. Be the supply of everything that I need in life. Be in me a fountain of life. Be in me a fountain of life. Be in me a fountain of life. Come and raise your voice. You want to open your mouth? Father, I connect to you. Lift up your voice. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Come on, be me a fountain of life. Yeah, come on, pray that Jesus be me the fountain of life, the source of my life. Come on, raise your voice. Hey, 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 hey. Now raise your voice. Listen. You want to pray and say, Father, come on, say it after me. Father, as I connect to your son Jesus, by believing in him, make my life like a watered garden whose leaves never withers, but whatsoever I do shall prosper this year. Make me a spring of water whose waters never fails. In the name of Jesus, make me a watered garden. Make me like a watered garden. Open your mouth and pray. Lift up your voice. He shall be like a tree planted by the streams of living water. Come on, raise your voice. Lay out. Come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Oh, 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 oh. Come on. Open your mouth. Make my life a watered garden. Make my life a watered garden. make my life a water garden. Come on, love out of us, come on, raise it. Come on, raise it. Come on, raise it. Is somebody praying right now? Is somebody praying right now? Hey, talk over the world.
Come on, raise it, raise it, raise it, raise it, raise it.
In the name of Jesus.
The Bible says, wherever this waters flows, everything lives. Everything lives. Everything lives. Wherever these waters are stirred, healing takes place. Everybody who has gathered at the pool of Bethesda, waiting for the stirring, the movement of the waters. Today you want to pray that, Father, let the waters be stirred in my spirit. The waters of life be stirred in my spirit. And out of me, let there be outflows of rivers. Not just one river. Let there be outflows of expressions. Let there be outflows of living rivers. Let anything go down in my life. The Bible says that wherever this water flows, let it flow in your finances. Let it flow in your health. Listen, you are going to stir up the waters in your body, your physical body, for healing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the waters in your physical body be stirred. The waters on the land be stirred. In the name of Jesus, for your increase. Wherever this water flows, open your mouth. Let the water flow there. Whatever is not working, let the water flow there. Whatever is not working. Let the water flow. Come on. Come on. Let the water flow. Let the water flow. Let the water flow. Let it flow everywhere. Let there be stirring. 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 The old order is changing. The old order is changing. Let the water flow. Come on, let there be stirring. Somebody, shake your hands like that. Stir the waters. Shake your hands like this. Stir the waters. Stir the waters in your family. Stir the waters in your marriage. Stir the waters in your health. Stir the waters. Come on, stir it. Everywhere. 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 Let the waters be stirred. Come on. Let the waters be stirred. Come on, repart the rebels. Rakemanabaros, Pantaliolos, it shall be in you. It shall be in you like a fountain. This morning, in every area of your life, let the waters be stirred. Whatever is not working is going to work from today. Whatever is not responding is going to respond from today. Anything that is dying is receiving life right now. Let the waters be stirred. In your spirit, physically, let the waters in your body begin to stir up.
for your healing right now. For your healing right now. For your healing right now. For your healing right now.
Have you realized that most sickness and disease, the most difficult ones, has to do with water and blood? Water and blood. But today, the waters in your body are being stirred. Whatever sickness that is found in your body, let the springs of living water be stirred in your body right now. For your healing. For your healing.
For your healing.
No sickness, no disease here is permitted to go home with it.
In the name of Jesus.
Wherever this water flows, everything lives. Nothing will go down in your hands. Nothing will fail with you. Nothing will die with you. I see whatsoever you do it, prospering this year. Before I take my seat, understand that when Jesus appeared on the scene at the pool of Bethesda, they were used to the old order where an angel would come and stir the waters. And whoever first dips himself into the water is recovered. But remember, Jesus was a prototype of the real design to come. So when Jesus appeared to the man said that I have no one. Jesus said, I'm here. You don't need that. That was there till I will come. But once I have come, you don't need any angel to stir that water. I am that water that brings you healing. This morning, the first point of call is to know Jesus and receive him into your life. Everything I've said will not benefit you much until Jesus has appeared in your life.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.